ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल प्रहलाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स टेक्स्ट 15। नाहं बिभेमि अजित अतिभयानकस्य जिह्वार्कनेत्र भ्रुकुतिराभस्उग्रदंश्रात् अन्त्रस्रजक्षतजकेशरशङ्कुकाणात् निर्हृदभिता दिगिभात् अरिभिन्न खाग्रात् नाहं बिभेमि अजित अतिभयानकस्य जिह्वार्कनेत्र भ्रुकुतिराभसौग्रदंशात् अन्त्रस्रज क्षतज शेषर शङ्खुकाणात् निर्हृदभिदिगिभात् अरिभिन्न खाग्रात् माय लॉर्ड हू आर नेवर कॉन्कर्ड बाय एनीवन आई एम सर्टनली नॉट अफ्रेड ऑफ योर फेरोशियस माउथ एंड टंग योर आईज ब्राइट लाइक द सन और योर फ्रोनिंग आईब्रोज आई डू नॉट फियर योर शार्प पिंचिंग टीथ योर गार्लैंड ऑफ इंटेस्टाइन्स योर मेन सोक्ड विद ब्लड और योर high wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, which makes elephants flee to different places, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies. Purport. Lord Narsingadev's fair appearance was certainly most dangerous for the non-devotees. But for Prahlad Maharaj, such a fearful appearance was not at all disturbing. The lion is very fearsome for other animals, but its cubs are not at all afraid of the lion. The water of the sea is certainly dreadful for all living entities on the land, but within the sea, even the small fish is unafraid. Why? Because the small fish has taken shelter of the big ocean. It is said that although great elephants are taken away by the flooding waters of the river, the small fish swim opposite the current. Therefore, although the Lord sometimes assumes a fierce appearance to kill the Duskrutis, the devotees worship Him. Keshava Dharita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. The devotee always takes pleasure in worshipping the Lord and glorifying the Lord in any form, either pleasing or fierce. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas present over here. Although not qualified to sit here and speak, but because the authorities want, I will make a sincere attempt to speak on this subject matter. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. So here, this chapter 9, Prahlad Maharaj is offering beautiful prayers, a garland, we can say, of 43 verses in order to pacify Narsingha Bhagwan. So these prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are very important for a person practicing devotional service, a sadhaka like ourselves. These prayers, somewhere I read, Prabhupada says that these prayers are direct statements of experience, also called as vijnanam. These prayers are transcendental records of deep emotions, sentiments or thoughts which are expressed by devotees. And these prayers are recorded in the history in the Srimad Bhagavatam for us so that we can perform devotional service in the mood they practice devotional service. Of course, we cannot imitate Prahlad Maharaj or any of those devotees, but we can follow in their footsteps, anusaran and not anukaran. These prayers are well spoken and realized. It's not just some utterings, but it's a realized knowledge. That's why it is said vijnanam. And it gives us understanding of how Lord is inconceivable and how do we approach Him in devotional service. Many times in our day-to-day life, we think that we have so many needs, so many desires to be fulfilled. And all we can do is just petition God. Okay, I want this. This is a checklist. And many times it happens that the prayers are not heard. Why such things happen? I read it somewhere, some quotation. It is said in Bible that you do not get what you want because you do not pray for it. And if you do so, your requests are not granted because you pray with wrong motives. To spend what you get on your sensual pleasures. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a storehouse of prayers where devotees are offering wonderful prayers. And these prayers teach us not to ask from God some material things or ask God to get our things done, but they help us to understand the reality of life, to spiritually discern things as they are. Many times it happens that we present our desires or needs in front of Krishna. And many times, then we take upon ourselves and advise Krishna that this has to be done in this way. And when expectations are not realized, what happens? We start doubting the effectiveness of a prayer. And many times it happens, of course, all of you are exalted, but still it happens that we sometimes start doubting the existence of whether Krishna is there or not. Just like when Prabhupada once said, one devotee asked him, if Krishna is not there, then what will happen? Prabhupada said that we have such a nice lifestyle, then what's wrong? Even at the end of life, we come to know that Krishna is not there. We have led a very nice, peaceful life, very happy life, chanting, dancing and feasting. But what will happen to you if Krishna is there? We will be going back home, back to Godhead, but what will be your condition? So that faith has to be there. So today, we will try to confine our discussion to 5 main topics. I will try to cover, it's a big topic, but let's see. First, we'll see the definition of a prayer. Why to pray, how to pray, when to pray, who to pray, and how can one make these prayers effective? So first of all, we have to understand that what actually a prayer means. Now, ordinary, any dictionary, Webster's dictionary, it says that what is a prayer? They say that it's a formal set of words used in praying. Formal set of words used in praying. But for a devotee, what is the definition of prayer? It is said that prayer can be defined as it's an unceasing expression of love of God, which is inseparable aspect of a devotee's existence. Many of these quotations I have collected from Prabhupada's books and also from Satsarup Maharaj's books. Very important, very practical. Just like Christians say, language of God is Krishna, language of God is prayer. And prayer is just expression of your thoughts. It's not just a set of words as an ordinary dictionary says, it's expression of your thoughts, expression of your consciousness, expression of your feelings toward God. In one place, I found out very nice definition that prayer is a conversation with God in which we manifest to Him the desires of our hearts. And more, the deeper you go into the meaning of prayer, Srila Prabhupada says that the main ingredient of a prayer is bhakti, with devotion. So once a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada what we should pray for, Prabhupada said, just pray to Krishna and ask Him, how can I love you? A simple prayer. It's not that we have to have a poetic excellence or learning or recitation. Oh yeah, if it is there, it's well and good. But the main ingredient, Prabhupada says, is devotion, bhakti. Also, prayer means sacrifice. Sacrificing every minute for Krishna's service. That means communing, have a communion with God, with Krishna, and asking Him to engage in His service. So by understanding this definition of prayer, then we can know, we can shift to the next topic, is why to pray. Why there is a need for a prayer. Many people, they say, everything is all right in my life. Why there is a need to pray? Why there is a need for a prayer? Very nice bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, that is Arunodaya Kirtan, jeev jago, Gaurachandra bole, kota nidra jao, maya pisache rakole. Here, Lord Gauranga is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, waking up, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. You have slept so long on the lap of which maya. You came into this world saying, oh, I will certainly worship you, but now you have forgotten. You have remained in ignorance. I have descended just to save you. Who can be the best friend than myself? I have brought this medicine of Harinam. Please take it. So here, God Himself, Krishna Himself, who came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is imploring, is saying that, wake up and establish relationship with me. Sambandha Jnan. Why we have to pray? Through prayer, we know what is our relationship with God. Relationship with Krishna. And not just relationship, but going beyond that, knowing the will of Krishna. And more than that, not just knowing the will of Krishna, but trying to execute that will. As Rupa Goswami states in Nectar of Devotion, that one should pray, recite notable prayers. It's one of the 64 items in devotional service. And he quotes Narasimha Puran, that any person who comes before the deity of Lord Krishna and begins to chant different prayers, immediately he is relieved from all kinds of sinful activities. And ultimately he enters Vaikuntha Lok. So the whole basic idea is to have a relationship with God. That means, to have a relationship with God, that means to think of Krishna. And how do we think of Krishna? For any material thing, take an example of any person. The first thing is you hear about him. Hear about that person or an object. Then you start thinking, meditating upon it. And you get into it, more thinking about it. Just like in Krishna book, Prabhupada writes, Rukmini Devi never saw Krishna. But she heard. And hearing led to thinking. And thinking leads to more thinking. If you are thinking of Krishna, it will lead, of course it needs practice, but it will lead to more thinking. And more thinking of Krishna leads to more purification of the heart. And more you purify the heart, it is said, then you can perceive the Lord. That's the whole process. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that the propensity for sense enjoyment deadens the pure function of soul. And what is the pure function of soul? Is to love God. That is inseparable aspect of soul. We cannot separate it. Either we love Krishna or we love some other things. Love Maya in form of different objects. So there are only two options. Either Krishna or Maya. That independence is there. Free will is there. And Krishna is happy when you exercise that free will in his service. By rendering service. By thinking about him. We are not aware of how sinful we are or how faithless we are. And we don't know the value of what are the benefits of establishing relationship with Krishna. And if we are really ambitious to help others, first, Prabhupada says that first you have to help our own self. Then only we can help others. So there is every reason that we talk with Krishna and pray to Krishna, even if it is done poorly. In one instance, Prabhupada was in Mayapur and he was explaining Janma Karma Cha Mai Divyam Evam Yoti Tattvata Tvaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mamiti Su Arjuna. So when you understand God, when you understand his appearance and different activities, what will happen? You will go home back to Godhead. But Prabhupada says, what you will do by going home back to Godhead? Are you merging into something light? No, you will go there and you will talk with Krishna. So he says that this Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, we have built this temple to teach the ignorant mass of people to talk with Krishna. So prayer is talking with Krishna, conversation with God. And praying on a regular basis helps us to divert our absorption from external things. So much distraction is there nowadays, we see. When we go in different colleges to preach, we can practically see that students or any other individual, they are so much absorbed in material things. So praying will help us to divert that absorption into service of Lord. Getting more into inner life, Satsvarup Maharaj says. That's why Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he prays that Gopinath, mama nivedena shuno, vishai durjana sada kamerata, kichu nahi mora guna. He's saying that, please hear my request. I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly pleasures and have no good qualities. So praying on a regular basis, it helps us to develop that feeling of inadequacy of our own self and independent ego. Many times, we don't even feel our faults and we are accustomed to those faults. And when we pray, actually this anartha nivritti starts, churning of the dust which is present in our heart, and it comes out. And if you are practicing it on a regular basis, then we don't get accustomed to it. But we try to get rid of those anarthas. So practice itself is very good. And we are praying. Another reason why we should pray is to please Krishna. Krishna is known as Uttama Shlok. He likes to be praised by different beautiful verses. And he says in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava mada bhakto mada yajivam namaskaro. So Krishna likes that we pray. We execute our free will in his service. And he sees our devotion in even of the small things. Prahlad Maharaj is also instructing here that kindly instruct me in your service. Another purpose of prayer, why we have to pray, that by praying we can improve our service, and more important, Satsvarup Maharaj writes, that quality of service, which is very important. Service anyone can do, but with right consciousness is more important. It is rightly said, what you do is not important, how you do it is more important. What you eat is not important, but how you eat. Similarly, what you pray, though it's important, but more important is how you pray. In what consciousness? Are we really in the mood of surrender? That is really going to count. So how you pray? So Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Narasimha Bhagwan that kindly instruct me in this, in your service. And if you really want to become happy, if you want to be really situated in the proper position, then he says that in Purport Prabhupada writes that one has to become Krishna conscious and render service to Krishna. Therefore, prayer is to become conscious always, reminding ourselves to do our duties, but without any grudge or resentment. Many times we see in practically in our ashram also, sometimes some service comes and at least this happens with me, then we do it with a grudge. Why I should do now? I have my own plans now. But we are praying, what is Hare Krishna Mahamantra? We are always asking for Krishna to engage us in his service. So these prayers will help us to change our entire perspective looking towards any service. That will improve quality of service. And prayer also helps to shift from this me-centered mentality to Krishna-centered mentality. We are so absorbed with me and mine. Janasya moha aham mameti. We are absorbed in so many things. But now, if by prayers, it helps us to shift, making Krishna as the center. And that's why this glorification we read in the purport that the devotees always take pleasure in glorifying and worshipping the Lord. By glorification of Lord, one becomes fearless. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting, this quality of fearlessness. How Prahlad Maharaj was fearless? Because he was always thinking of Krishna. And fear, why there is fear? Because of false ego. Identifying with this body. Therefore, in order to become fearless, we have to be always in a prayerful mood. Always praying to Krishna in a helpless way. In short, just to recapitulate, is that the purpose of prayer is to bring us in accord with Krishna, with the principles which he has given. Then we see how do we apply these prayers in our life. We see from example of Srila Prabhupada, he wrote this beautiful poem, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, when he was on the ship, Jaladuta. He's saying, Boro Krishna, Koile Krishna, Adhamaira Prati, Ki Laghe Anile, Hena, Heta, Koro Ebagati. He's praying, my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like. You can do whatever you like with me. So this is the mood. Of course, Prabhupada is a Paramahamsa Mahabhagavat, a pure devotee of Krishna. But he is showing through his example how helpless one should be. That is the mood we pray for. Whenever we make any prayer, that is the mood. Same, Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting the same quality of helplessness. He is exhibiting, he is saying, he is always looking for the mercy of the Lord. He is saying that even Lord Brahma, Shivji and Lakshmiji, they could not pacify. And although I am born in a demonic body, what possibility is there I can pacify you? So he is expecting mercy of the Lord. Only when a person feels helpless, he can expect mercy of the Lord. So Prabhupada is exhibiting this beautiful quality of humility in his prayers. So we can develop that mood. It's a very beautiful poem, one of the favorite poems of is a very favorite to me. It's really absorbing. And Prabhupada here, another in this particular poem, he says, Nachao, Nachao Prabhu, Nachao Se Mate, he's saying. And the main ingredient of a prayer is faith. Prabhupada is here in this prayer, he's saying, I have no devotion, nor do I have knowledge, but I have firm faith in the holy name of Lord, holy name of Krishna. and I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now if you can fulfill the real purpose, and you like, and now if you can like, you can fulfill the real purpose of Bhaktivedanta. So Prabhupada is exhibiting that he has firm faith in the holy name of Krishna. And practically we see ISKCON is born from the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hardly few books were there when Prabhupada went. But what did Prabhupada, how did Prabhupada start the movement? Just he went in Tompkins Square Park and he was chanting with a pair of kartals and drum. So the whole ISKCON movement is based, is born from this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting this quality of faith. He had firm faith that Lord is present in the pillar. And that's why Narasimha Bhagavan had to appear from the pillar. Because he had so much affection for Prahlad Maharaj. So all these prayers, if we go deep into it, we find all these elements which are very conducive for a person practicing devotional service, for a sadhana, for a sadhak. Just like Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj had the faith that Narasimha Bhagavan is present in the pillar. Similarly, we should have faith that Krishna is present in the holy name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna is descended in the form of his holy name in Kali Yuga. If we have that faith, then Krishna will be dancing on our tongue. We will realize it. But that faith ingredient is so important. And another element, Satsurup Maharaj writes in his book, that faith means knowledge. That Krishna is definitely there. And he is there and he will give us intelligence how to love him. It doesn't have to be confirmed by seeing a form of Lord. Okay, I saw some people surge as they say, I saw Lord, or they act like that. But it has not to be confirmed by seeing a 400 form. We are not that pure as Narad Muni. Narad Muni saw Sakshat Darshan. He got Sakshat Darshan of Vishnu, 400 form. But we are not that pure. So we should not doubt, Prabhupada says. Krishna is there. And whenever it's required, he will reveal. So regularity and this constancy in prayer turns eventually into interiorized prayer. So another aspect is we practice and have patience. We see practically from the example of Srila Prabhupada. Since 1922, we will deal this particular point in how the prayers can be effective, but just to give a glimpse, how Prabhupada was patient. Throughout his life, he was never successful. Patience. But at the same time, he was always praying. How I can fulfill the mission of my spiritual master. Similarly, this ingredient is very important. Practice and patience. And Prabhupada always says that do not apply your poor logic in the matter of inconceivable by you. Just like how a lotus flower can grow nails. In Narasimha Bhagavan, he says, is it possible for in a material thing that lotus flower grows nails? But the lotus hand of Narasimha Bhagavan, the nails which were present, they tear apart Hiranyakashipu's chest and he was killed. So another aspect of how to pray is attention and wholeheartedly. God is a person, Krishna is a person. Our philosophy is a personal philosophy. At least when I came to the movement, of course we knew that God is, we had an understanding of God, but not that clear understanding that God is a person. Though we worshipped in our childhood different forms of Krishna or Ram, generally Hindus worship, but still we don't have that conviction that God is a person. We treat like deity worship. In our childhood, when I used to go to our native place, they used to do deity worship. We had so many Shaligram Shilas and so many deities. But we were so impersonal in that aspect. in doing those things, that very simple thing, that the plate in which the food is offered to the Lord was offered to the person who did the puja. So this is just a small aspect of deity worship, but still we treat it so impersonal, that God is not a person. We did it with in the form that God is not a person. It was so impersonal. So Prabhupada is the revolutionary preacher who affirms that God is a person. Krishna is a person, and we have to act in that way in whatever service we may render. And that's why Prahlad Maharaj is also exhibiting this quality of full attention. Before offering prayers, Shu Samanhita, it is said, very attentively, he focused his attention. And then with that attention, he started offering these beautiful prayers. Similarly, when we chant, Satsurup Maharaj writes in his book, that while chanting, we just flow ahead. Go ahead. Just running. When it will be before 7:30 or 7:45, I have to get rid of the 16 rounds. We plow ahead. So Satsurup Maharaj writes that the first prayer is, my Lord, please let me pay attention. Let me honor your holy name. Hear and chant and ask the Lord, let me love, hear and chant. So he says that the slogan we should hang on to is that, start to think of being the servant of the holy name. At least I don't realize when I chant that we have to really be a servant of holy name. We just do it mechanically. So wholeheartedly, any prayer, and among all prayers, Prabhupada says this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is all encompassing. It includes everything. We are asking Radharani that please engage me in your service. Of course, in any prayers, just like Mahajane no Gata Sabanta, if we are praying what, of course we cannot imitate, but we can offer these prayers with Prahlad Maharaj is offering to Narasingha Bhagwan. But again, this ingredient has to be included with attention, focused. And prayer is not just that, okay, here is a bottom line, Satsurupa Maharaj, this is a checklist, please fulfill these desires. No. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers which are included in Srimad Bhagavatam, they first glorify the Lord. Devotee's first ingredient of the prayer is glorification, not petitioning. Normally, in our materialistic way of life, we are told to petition. Pray something for God. Ask something. Dehi, dehi, dehi. We never ask God, how can I give you anything? Of course, God is self-sufficient. Krishna is all-sufficient. Atmanam, he doesn't need. But still, whatever we have, we can offer it to the Lord. Lord sees that ingredient of devotion. So the first ingredient in all the prayers, if we analyze, is glorification of the Lord. And then there is a small petition. If you see Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, he is glorifying the Lord. And at the end, he is requesting, please forgive my father Hiranyakashipu for his offenses and deliver him. Or please give me your shelter. So this aspect of glorification is so important rather than petitioning. That doesn't undermine the importance of petitioning, but the main ingredient should be glorification of Lord. If we glorify, automatically we will be purified of all material desires. And petitioning, what it does is it does the job of softening the heart. Krishna is known as Makhan Chor. So if our heart becomes as soft as butter, then Krishna will steal our heart. He will reside in our heart. Of course, he's already residing, but we will realize that he's present. And petitioning means indicating, looking, help in a right direction. Just like one example, very beautiful example I read, that cleaning doesn't change the character of a window. The dust which is present on a window, cleaning it will not change the character of that window. Nor is going to make the sun shine more brightly. But what it is going to do, the more it is cleaned, the more light will penetrate. Similarly, the more we purify our heart, there is more chance that Krishna will reside and we will realize it. So, these prayers, Prahlad Maharaj, which is offering, he offered with full spiritual understanding, Prabhupada writes in the purport, and with full devotional ecstasy. Similarly, we should pray with full understanding. A prayer we undergirded with proper spiritual understanding is what actually is needed. Many times we pray but we don't understand the meaning. So proper understanding the proper meaning of prayer is very important. Another aspect of how to pray is pray without ceasing. As Bible says that persistently and continually. Now again, very important aspect. To quote, Jesus says that if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. Then you will know the truth and truth shall make you free. So prayer is turning inwards towards Krishna. So first we pray. Then you observe your thoughts. Whether they are selfish, self-centered or more Krishna-centered. Of course, in my case, it's selfish. So again, you work. You pray, you watch and again work. Work means again you pray for it. To get rid of anattas. So this is an ongoing process. It's not that I pray and immediately I get rid of some anartha. We have to work on it. Work on it means we have to find solution. We have to pray to Krishna to get the solution. And how do you get solution? By surrendering to Guru. Executing his will, what he want, what he expects from us. That's how we work. And simultaneously praying. Pray and endure, Prabhupada always say. Not just prayer. And another aspect in Bible, very nice point. I was in touch with a Christian scientist long back when I was in child. I was in school. And this person always used to say that prayer means you have to enter into the closet. So closet means generally we think any cupboard or something. That's what our understanding is. So then I thought, what does this closet mean? Because this was a Christian scientist. He used to practice spiritual healing through prayers. There is a very famous Christian centennial in United States of America. It is established by Mary Baker Eddy. She has a big following. Contemporary of what of Prabhupada, you can say. So these, of course, they are impersonalist. But the main thing, ingredient that entering into the closet means for us, for devotees, is simply means communion with God. And by communion with God, we understand what Krishna's desire is. How we understand? That is through the spiritual master. What Krishna wants from us. That is what it means to enter into the closet. So, these are the things which are ingredients in which we can pray. How to pray. Now the question comes that who to pray. Satsurup Maharaj writes in his book that answer is personal. Whether to pray to Srila Prabhupada or Krishna or various incarnations or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the list will go on and on. But then he says both Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And we cannot approach Krishna without the mercy of spiritual master. Similarly, in deity worship, we approach Krishna. We cannot approach direct Radha Gopinath. It's through the spiritual master. Similarly, Prabhupada says that first spiritual master, superior spiritual master, Vaishnava Acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. That's why Narottam Das Thakur says that unless we accept the lotus feet of Gauranga, we cannot understand the science of bhakti. So that's the whole process. How we can, who to pray for. Srila Prabhupada, once in a Vyaspuja lecture, he was saying that I am a sannyasi, I have come all the way from India and I have nothing. What can I do? I can simply pray for you. I can simply pray to Krishna for your deliverance, for your benefit. On another occasion, Prabhupada said, asked one of his disciples, Sivananda Das, to pray for him. And his disciple said, Prabhupada, I am not qualified. I don't think that Krishna will listen to my prayers. Prabhupada said that no, Krishna will listen. Definitely. Why? Because you are a devotee. So that's how the whole process of parampara. Mahajana yeno gatha sabanta. We see practically from Prahlad Maharaj pastime also. Prahlad Maharaj wants to worship his spiritual master Narad Muni. He doesn't want to worship immediately Narasingha Bhagwan. He says that I am indebted to Narasingha Narad Muni. I have to first, my first duty is to render service to him. Same Mahajanayana Gata Sabanta. Again, the same principle is confirmed. We have to approach Krishna through the spiritual master, through the Vaishnavas, through the Vaishnava Acharyas. And when to pray? Man mana bhava madha bhakto madha yaji maam namaskaro. It is always you have to pray. It's not just a 10 minutes exercise when we greet the deities in front, when the darshan opens. We have to be in the mood that we are always praying. Prayerful mood or prayerful consciousness will lead to pure actions. The consciousness, it is said that consciousness is reflected in our activities. The more you are pure, the more the quality of our service will improve. And it is said that saintly life begins with a prayer and humility. Humility is an hallmark of a sadhu, it is said. And only an humble heart can pray. A hard-hearted person cannot pray because of the false ego. Only a humble heart can pray. Therefore, we have to pray always to make our heart soft. And how can we pray always? Satsurup Maharaj, he gives very nice some solutions how we can pray always. He says that we have to renovate our heart. Renovate our whole life. That's why Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is a lifestyle. It's not just chanting. Yeah, that is the main ingredient of bhakti. But it is something to do with our lifestyle. And in Purport to Manmana Bhava Madha Bhakto, Prabhupada writes, one has to mold his life in such a way that he is able to think of Krishna always. That may differ, different techniques you can say, or different ways how you can remember or think of Krishna. That will vary from individual to individual. But the main ingredient is that we always think of God, think of Krishna. And always thinking of, if you have such a lifestyle, then you get rid of anarthas. And you get a perfect understanding. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna gives understanding. What has to be done? When? Many times we get confused. So through the association of devotees, through shelter of guru, we come to know, we are put on a right track. What has to be done? When? As Prahlad Maharaj is saying, praying to Narasingha Bhagwan, that he is asking for association of a pure devotee and his service. How important is service to Vaishnavas? Satsurup Maharaj is writing here. Krishna has to be pleased with you, not with only our prayers, but he says, but by our humbling acts and service to devotees. Service to devotees will lead to mercy. Mercy we cannot acquire just by, because I have done this thing, I have chanted my 16 rounds, I have to get it. No. Through rendering service to devotees, that flow will start. And when mercy flows, then by the mercy of devotees, we can always chant in association of devotees. So association of devotees is so important. That's why it is said that Shuddha Bhakta Charan Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakta Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Latikara Mula. Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees conducts you for devotional service. And service to Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection and root of tender creeper of divine love. That's how we have to pray always in that mood. By rendering service, both has to be combined. There should be proper balance, prayers with along with service. And to end, just in 2 minutes, it's already time up, but we will just go through fast. There's so much to be discussed. How can our prayers be effective? Prabhupada always says, pray and endure. When they were relocating the temple in Boston, these devotees asked, the disciples asked Srila Prabhupada that whether we should pray that we should get that new place. Prabhupada said, yes, you pray, but you endure. And you pray that ultimately, the ultimate prayer to Krishna is, if you desire. It's not that we superimpose our thoughts on Krishna. Krishna is Swarat. Even if we pray, it's not that Krishna has to reveal. If Krishna wants, then he will reveal.
So here Prabhupada says that prayer and prayer impelled activity has to be done. We pray and there is a time, long time transition we can say, and no results. Though, does it mean that the prayers are not effective? No, it says, Bible says that these are the preparations of the heart. And this preparation is not just a product of time, it is a product of progress as we are going on and on and on. So we can see two examples. One is Satsvarup Maharaj writes about Moses. Moses early recognized the providence of God, and he took nearly 40 years for the Israelites to recognize what he is saying. Similarly, we see from the life of Srila Prabhupada, 1922 to 1966, 44 years of struggle. Every time there was a big failure. No, never Prabhupada was succeeded in preaching in India. And he was always praying, when that day will come, when I will be able to fulfill of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And ultimately in 1965, it is written in Lilamrut that Rupa Goswami actually instructed that you should go to New York. And he left, and then he started this mission. So it's not that Prabhupada was always just praying. Generally people think, sadhu means just he has to be in woods somewhere and pray. No. Prabhupada was so active. 44 years of struggle was full of activity. Not he was just sitting idle. He was not just sitting idle in Vrindavan Radha Damodar temple. He was writing, going to Delhi, coming back and forth, traveling. Full of activity. So prayers and prayer impelled activity which will actually make prayers effective. So there are so many other ingredients in how the prayer can be effective, like gratitude, faith, then coming in parampara. Faith, the prayers will work only when they are in parampara. We cannot sing any song or any bhajan. It has to be approved by authorities or approved by disciplic succession by Vaishnava Acharyas. And to end, a very nice striking point from Satsvarup Maharaj's book, that Prabhupada purports are itself prayers. So to recite them in a student-like way for the Supreme Master Krishna or before Srila Prabhupada is not wrong. And Prabhupada says in one instance that cram my purports. Why we have to know these purports? Again, why Maharaj is writing Prabhupada's purports are prayers? It's not just Prabhupada has written written in some poetic language. Though it is there, that ingredient is there, but still, the main ingredient is, Prabhupada says, these are my devotional ecstasies. These purports are reflections of Prabhupada's consciousness. And that's why when we associate with Srila Prabhupada in form of his books, in form of his purports, there is a change of heart. So many people have become devotees, all of us practically. And many of us, maybe there are different aspects of devotional service, but by reading books, we are directly associating with Srila Prabhupada. What does it mean to associate with Prabhupada? We are associating, it's not that just a physical presence, though Prabhupada is not physically present, but through his purports, we are associating with the consciousness of a pure devotee. And that's why there is a change of heart. So prayers will be effective only if we have that right motive in praying. So to end, Prahlad Maharaj says that there are six kinds of devotional service: offering prayers, dedicating all our results to activities, worshipping you, working on your behalf, always remembering your lotus feet and hearing about glories, which are most important. So this ingredient of prayer is very important, and we have to follow in footsteps of Mahajan, Mahajana eno gata sabanta. Then actually we know the science of bhakti, the science of prayers. Hare Krishna. So it's already late. Sorry for tolerating and patient hearing. So Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.